There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
You're screaming through it. I just discovered all I had to do was put a bullet in her head.
Just kill the girl.
Jesus Christ, Marcus, I feel like you've said that before. To a lot of people.
Just kill the girl.
No, I think we'll just wait. She should be out of the bathroom any minute now.
It's simple. We kill the girl.
No, man. We just want breakfast. We just want a brunch.
I love brunch.
Brunch?
I'm a goose.
You gotta leave that shirt down.
That is a big...
All right. Are we ready?
Put your shirt ghost.
It is a big ghost. You would be a big ghost.
Are my breasts getting bigger?
No, they're not getting bigger. I don't know if it's possible. All right, are we ready?
We're ready.
Welcome to the last podcast with Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Kissel. With us, as always, Large Preston.
And Boston Henry Zabrowski.
Not Boston. Vito.
I hate free people from Boston. I'm sorry if you're listening to us from Boston. You suck.
No, man. they're fine people. I hate the stereotypes of Boston.
I just wanted
Boston.
To say something horrible from the advantage of someone who is from Boston. That's Murder Fist's dildo.
No, it's not. That's my dildo.
No, this is the Murder Fist dildo.
That's my dildo.
For those listening at home, there's a dildo on the table, and now there's an argument about whose dildo is it.
This is the Murder Fist dildo.
That's my dildo.
And Henry is literally
Marcus's dildo.
And
Sarah gave me that dildo for Christmas.
Ben and Gossett gave him the dildo.
That's
you're taking
my dildo.
It. What the fuck, Henry?
Fine.
Well, you just go into every room.
Speaking of dildos.
Every room he goes into, he's stealing dildos.
Every room. Every time you're like a little kid. That's my dildo.
Oh, that's
They're
my dildo.
They're not all your dildos, Henry.
That's not your dildo anymore.
Other
that's
people
my
have
dildo.
Dildos.
I know what dildos are. I've tasted them.
I know you have. Well, I watched you taste a dildo like 2 days ago.
It's really strange. On Friday, I tasted a dildo on stage.
Did you also put a dildo in your mouth?
Yeah, it was
Friday?
Weird.
I was on mushrooms and I put a dildo in my mouth. That was real, man.
Yeah,
if you want to just
that is very real.
If you want to be a better actor, take mushrooms and do a show on them, yep. And you forget that you're performing. You right. just forget that.
Yeah.
You just be the character.
It's almost like you're not performing.
I mean, it's like you're not if you're watching it. If you're watching it, everyone's like, right. This isn't a performance. But in the inside, it's all sorts of connections are being made.
Nice. I had the show on Friday. There was a fella sitting there front row. He was drinking a white wine spritzer. I go in, start ripping him a little bit. He did it on purpose in honor of me from a roundtable of gentlemen episode.
What? You got to be shitting me.
I'm dead serious.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and he came up to my brothers after the show. They were there, and he's like, I got it for Ben because he loves wine spritzers. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
It's fucking wild.
Anywho, that's so cool.
Speaking of things that are really cool, today we're going to be talking about Heaven's Gate.
Yes.
Going back to 1997, the glory days.
The anniversary was not too long ago of the mass suicide of the Heaven's Gate cult. And I think we covered them briefly during our cult episode a long time ago.
We skimmed over it.
But
we're
since then,
dive in deeper today.
I just ended up one happy rainy Sunday. Couple weeks ago, was sitting there. I had smoked a bowl, and I discovered a link to all of the initiation tapes that someone had put up of Marshall Applewhite. Basically, at the very beginning of Heaven's Gate, when it started like once it got into its serious phase in like the early 90s, he made this direct-to-video like sort of introduction to Heaven's Gate.
Can we get a little backstory on Marshall Applewhite?
We're going to go start with we'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
But yeah. there was just something about this video that's like you know how, like, when you work at a fast food restaurant and you have to watch a video of how you clean the fucking
right, and they're
like,
always rapping for some reason.
Yeah,
it's a rapping like video about the square patties at Wendy's, and you're like,
exactly.
"This is weird."
He's like, "Why? I'm miserable. I'm right. a 40-year-old woman making $6 an hour. I don't need to see white people right. rapping about the safety of hot oil."
Definitely not. And then they go through the legal procedures of like you can keep the meat for one more day if you chop it up and put it in the chili, which is what Wendy's does. That's all day old meat in the Wendy's chili. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
and it's illegal to serve it as a hamburger, but they found out you can serve it as a chili. So that's Wendy's for you. Keeping people unhealthy and fat and on the borderline food poisoning.
I call that recycling, Ben.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The baked potatoes there, they just look like giant roach eggs. They're just roach nests. They're like, hey, we're making pecan potatoes.
Thick garlic.
I think the cockroaches are making bigger, thicker, more fibrous nests over by the refrigerators.
More
we take them up, we split them up, we fill them with whole cream. That's the Arabian Wendy's
Double
owner
the
that
dollar
I knew.
Sour cream. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So you're researching Mr. Applewhite.
I just got really into the video, and I ended up sitting and watching it for an hour and a half, and then got like really wrapped up into it. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Okay. So what was his main motivation for starting a cult, other than he's obviously a messianic on the portions of John Lennon.
In the early 70s, Marshall Applewhite, what was his original name?
Oh, Marshall Applewhite isn't his real name.
It's not his real name. No,
why would he change it to that?
It's literally Marshall Applewhite? It's like Bonkers McGinky, my name is John Renda. Renda?
I know that his, I think Marshall Applewhite is his real name, because his middle name is Herf.
Herf
with two F's.
Good old
H-E-R-F-F.
Herf.
Should be making potato chips. That's starting a cult, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Herfs.
And he oh, good old Herf. He's fine. He's running a cult now.
Got out of the chip game years ago.
Yep. No one wanted mustard chips.
Surprised you didn't hear about that. It was a pretty big story.
Offed himself. But in the
got his balls off.
So Marshall has
everyone is yelling in his restaurant.
So Marshall's got the gift of gab, and he has a message to send.
He, in the late 70s, he had a heart attack and was sent into, he was in this hospital. And basically, from there, he came out of it. He was a music teacher in, I believe, Texas.
Really?
And he was a person of conflicted personality traits, you would say. He was gay.
Oh, he was gay?
Yeah, he was
but
gay.
That was the whole thing. He was gay, but he was married, and that his marriage fell apart. And then after like a series of events, he had a heart attack, and then he checked himself into a psych hospital.
Okay.
And a nurse there by the name of Bonnie Nettles and him created a sort of unique bond where Bonnie, who also, I guess, was pretty unstable herself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who was
full
a nurse.
Name? Full name, Bonnie Lou Truesdale Nettles.
Lou Truesdale.
With these middle names. I mean, I know that
Texas.
You don't really say him
we've
too
heard
much.
The, what was your other cousin's name? Jim Ed?
No, oh, yeah.
Jim
yeah.
Ed.
Talking about Jim Ed. He's not a cousin. He's just a friend.
Friend,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Lots of names. Very They're, close.
Texas has got some good old-fashioned, like, Lord of the Rings names, yeah. But in the
yeah.
South.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim
yeah.
Ed is my favorite name
yeah,
I've ever heard.
Teddy Sue is another one.
Teddy Sue. Not a name.
That's your mom, right?
No. My mom's Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. That's yeah. Right. so many names.
It's
good
tough.
Names.
Billie Jean. I like that name.
But Bonnie Nettles and Marshall, they created this unique bond where sort of begin discussing things. She was like, oh, you're a special one like me. And he's mm-hmm. like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, we're just a part of a higher plane of consciousness. And he's like, yeah!
Oh, so
that's
she,
a ticket.
She brought it up to him? He wasn't trying to fuck
no,
her? He brought
she,
it up to her?
Like, literally, they... It was like... Marshall was going through this thing where it's like, I feel different than other people. You're gay. It's like, but there's something about me that's special and different. You're gay. And so it's like, Bonnie's like, you're not gay. You're just an alien. And he's just like, oh, of course I am. That's what me wanting to fucking throat so many young 9-inch cocks. Yeah. That's got to be an alien thing.
What kind of alien sadder. Am I? Oh, you're a Jesus alien.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's sadder that it was like, what was this, the 80s or the 70s?
This was the late 70s.
It was literally safer to pretend to be an alien than to be
to
gay.
To be gay. In yeah. His, yeah. Especially in his life or whatever he was dealing with.
Right.
And him and Bonnie, he got out of the hospital and they started like a small sort of like informal discussion group. So basically... You know, first kind of talking about, like, UFOs as connected to, like, New Age philosophy. Like, this idea of, like, can we transcend this life?
Okay.
Like, what's past this? It's like, what does it mean to, like, join the next step of evolution?
Sure.
You know? And it started as a sort of, like, positive message thing. And mixing, like, various New Age concepts and stuff with Christianity.
Did this have any dabblings with Scientology at all?
Yes.
Well, I mean, not Scientology in, like, particularly, but it had a lot of sci-fi elements to
okay.
it.
Yes.
Like they called, I love the sci-fi elements.
Yeah, they called the ones that actually killed themselves, they had little patches that said Away Team.
Yeah, the Away Team.
Heaven Gates Away Team.
Wow.
And yeah. Interesting, a very small interesting fact, Lieutenant Uhura's brother was among the dead.
Which is really crazy, and she it kind of all falls into, because there's a lot of also people who think Star Trek is real.
Right.
Because, you know, people are sad. You know?
I mean, I want Star
Life's
Trek
hard.
To be real.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is,
yeah,
life is really
I
hard.
I want the bar from Total Recall to be real with the three-titted women running all around servicing you.
I want Quado to be real.
I'm just looking for somebody I can believe in.
Yeah.
You know, Quato
live inside of me.
If I saw Quato, I'd be like, this guy's got it.
Yeah. Can you imagine how thrilled he would be if he saw me, a 6'7" man? I'm a mansion to this guy.
Take me.
All right, buddy. I got more than enough for you, family.
2 weeks.
Hop
two
on top.
2 weeks.
Hop on up there. So they're talking about science. He's now officially an alien.
Well, they started like an informal sort of like chat session and started getting bigger and bigger. And the idea was that you have to eliminate things from your life that make you human in order to move on to the next plane. That your body is just a vehicle for a spiritual entity.
Yeah, their first group that they founded in 1975 was called Human Individual Metamorphosis. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a very boring title for what it is.
Yeah, you just make it something that sounds really official.
Right.
And the idea is like, you know, you change your name. Like they were known as Doe and T.
They were also known as Bo and Peep for a little while.
And the idea,
Bo and Peep and Doe and T?
Which kind of harkens back to the original sort of like Jesus and the Apostles as you rename them. Right. You're someone new. It takes you away from
the worst
who
names
you are.
Than their middle names. Yeah.
It was an allusion to the Book of Revelations. In which, like, the two messengers died for 3.5 days, and then they were resurrected anew.
I see.
Yeah, Looney Town.
crazy bullshit.
Squeeze Town. It's from our little pilot that we're working on
a script.
Little pilot.
Town.
Yeah. That doesn't really make sense in the situation. It's weird though. Every time he takes a pee pee or a poo poo, he's got to question all of his beliefs, right? Theoretically, he shouldn't be dumping.
He's supposed to just when he had a boner.
Oh.
Every time he had a boner, he quit. Like, that was what was bad. And so it's like what started from there. So
and
as they went, they got more and more severe.
Yeah.
You know, and then it got to a point of like being sexless, like shaving your head and heavy
fasting. So he just shut down his sexuality opposed to being gay.
In 1993, the thing is, Bonnie Nettles died of cancer in 85.
And that's what he said. It was like what that was. What I love about cults and stuff like this is, like, as you're reading it, it started off very simple. Like, it started as, like, him and Bonnie had this, like, ethereal, otherworldly relationship, and that they were helping people transcend humankind. Like, but it was just about, like, more about, like, changing your thought patterns.
But then life goes on, they have to validate their beliefs, and then it just gets off the fucking rails.
How do you explain cancer? Yeah, it's just when you get to season 7, and all of a sudden you got a talking shark in there, and everyone's just like, this was a show about a radio station. All of a sudden, like, that's what, like, when she died, he was like, well, what she did was that she chose to leave her vessel to go up to the ship.
She chose cancer and chemotherapy.
She chose, exactly.
A couple of years of struggle.
Well, she chose none of it. She just died.
Oh,
she
right.
She just got cancer.
Because she's
died.
A person?
But she also just, did no treatment. She just died hard.
Oh, she did it. Okay.
Very badly.
Interesting.
But so as it went, it began unfolding into it's sort of just sort of personal personal evolution, and then it started incorporating the ancient astronauts like idea of like ancient aliens.
Aliens,
man. and like every that
I love ancient aliens.
I love
that show so much.
It's a great
I just want to be on it.
Yeah.
Just to be like Yeah. Oh man, I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Just like not say anything intelligent,
well,
just
the
back
thing
them
is,
up.
Is that you gotta think. How can humans do this?
They can't. Aliens.
And they can't. So, what's the logical conclusion?
Aliens.
not like a leverage or a pulley system.
No,
they were smarter than we think.
Never thousands of years and 25 generations of slaves make anything happen.
And then they turn to the actual expert, and the expert just goes, No. No. Absolutely not.
How upset would you be if you were a slave that built the pyramids and you fucking find out that humans have officially forgot you and they're blaming it on aliens? They're giving all the credit to fucking things that don't exist.
I was squashed by a giant rock.
For Christ's sake. The smallest corner of the pyramid.
Aliens did it.
So this was already now 1993, so we're like 15 years. Nearly 20 years of evolution of this idea.
This was a long time coming. This was like his life story. And it's like he began incorporating the ancient aliens idea. And the idea was that he believed that they were... It was a concept in the 60s, in the original like sort of New Age ideas about extraterrestrials of this thing called walk-ins, which is like, and it's an example, so think of like Quantum Leap.
Okay.
Where it's like, you have a personality, and then a walk-in is some sort of alien intelligence that inhabits you for a period of time. And then what they believe is that ancient aliens created the seed of humankind in order to create vessels to inhabit, and that like once humans reached a certain like level of evolutionary understanding or whatever of consciousness, that they would come in, they would walk into human life and then help us go to the next step, which is leaving our vehicles behind and joining the space station, where they'll do that. We'll do our many experiments to help expand the universe.
Makes all the sense in the world,
right? It's I mean, ABCD.
Well,
you know?
I mean, just to hammer home how much they believed in this. In 1996, the entire group purchased alien abduction insurance.
Oh my God!
To cover up to 50 members.
Great insurance companies.
At a cost of $10,000.
Wow!
Oh my God! Oh my. The guy was also selling two left shoes.
Spent $10,000 on alien abduction insurance.
You watch, like, honey. People are gonna buy this dumb shit. I promise you.
Harold, you'll never make it. You'll never be an insurance salesman.
500 orders?
I just gotta find that one area. No. I jackpot!
This is like so excited. Oh, man.
My clients keep killing themselves. God damn it.
We've got
this
to
building.
Lie to people more.
Yeah, we gotta lie.
We gotta lie. Sell people fake shit. Yeah. More often.
I can totally see the alien idea, though, because, you know, scientists, they're making little life in that petri dish now. There's no, it's reasonable that something mm-hmm. came down here, started us off, and then just has watched the live theater.
It's honestly, it is kind of reasonable, but I don't want to actually say it out loud.
Right. I know.
It's like kind of a thing, like, I am into it. I wish it was real so hard.
I mean, if I would have left the meeting of him, I would have been like, well, he does have one point, though. Creepy talker, but I think aliens probably did make us.
Aliens could have made us.
So he's not wrong about that.
But that's
hairstyle's wrong though.
The hairstyle's strange.
I'm not shaving.
Yeah,
I don't
want to look like that.
I mean, really, the theory that aliens might have made us really makes a lot more sense than God made us.
Yeah,
I mean, because aliens could maybe exist.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
I mean, aliens definitely exist, but it's like, just wonder if they have been here. That would be so awesome.
Little worm creatures.
But then Mitt Romney would be right. You know what I mean? Like, those guys would be right.
I would love it. If Scientologists and Mormons were right, I would be the happiest little camper in the world.
It'd be pretty sweet.
But I just don't want to join there. All those people are so stupid and weird, and they don't get to do anything fun. They can't even drink coffee.
You don't need coffee, man. You're half an alien.
I guess that's true. Technically, you get bumped up. Everything's good.
So in 95, that's when he really went all in with the alien
That's when he fully came out and claimed that, like, he was a representation of his father's spirit. His father came to Earth, created him, like, sort of like he was birthed off of him as a spiritual entity. And then when his father died, he went back up to the space station, is like working the controls, like making room for him. And that he's basically here saying,
making room. I thought there was no bodies.
Well, as it developed, it turned into this idea that Earth was going to be recycled, which I love the term recycle, which means everybody dies.
Right.
So it's like, that's what you say. It's just like he got lessons from our government as to how to frame people, like how to say the words, everybody's going to die.
So with this message in the 90s, is this when he started to attract, like, I mean, how many people were in this group total?
It was like 49, right?
So it never really got too crazy.
The actual total, the death toll, eventually, I mean, there were 39 who died in 39 died in like that mass 3-day suicide.
Hale Bopp.
There were two more that committed suicide later.
A little bit later. So this was like he found a winning argument for the first time. Up to this point, he was just sort of alone.
Hale Bopp clinched the whole thing. Because that's what they were saying is, I was watching his documentary, and basically they were saying that he was just getting more and more desperate and fucked up and like as a person, like wondering what the point of all this is, where this is headed to. And then this news came out about Hale Bopp coming, like, breezing by Earth or whatever the term is, and he was like, oh, that's it. And at some point he was like, Bonnie sent us a message, and that's what this message is. Mm-hmm. Hale Bopp. And that spaceship that she's on is right behind it. That's why we can't see it, guys. And
they're
like, excellent, that's good, that makes sense. And then the suicide thing didn't even happen until even further like into it. It was like the suicide thing was like it was just a lifestyle thing, and then like after a while it was like once they realized like once Hail Bop was coming, they were like, how do we get to it? And he's just like, we gotta kill ourselves. Like we have to
do that.
We have to do that in order to move
and
on.
Well, they on the site they say this is our position against suicide. They didn't what they considered suicide was to continue living on this earth to
wrong.
Turn away.
They did it wrong.
It's the opposite.
So when Holden woke up this morning, we're sitting there writing. Holden wakes up from a round table of gentlemen. It's pouring rain. It's freezing cold outside. Oh, what a beautiful rainy Sunday. Hey, you fucking idiot. God, you're wrong. It's a terrible rainy Sunday. And suicide is when you die on Earth.
Yeah, suicide is suicide.
Yeah, suicide
is the suicide.
Suicide doesn't keep on living.
But that's... So, and then it further continued, and then him and like nine other members castrated themselves.
They went down to Mexico.
They went to get a Mexican castration.
Yeah, they got a
what the fuck?
God, that does not sound like you should take it literally.
Get me the sharp burrito. Bring me your sharpest burrito.
Yeah, look, see...
Burritos aren't sharp, Henry. I had one earlier. It was filled with eggs and cheese, and it was delicious and soft.
Where'd you get it?
Here.
I feel like they just like tethered a nylon rope to their cocks and had a donkey run. And then their dicks just got tore off.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't cut off their dicks, just their balls.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's castration.
So you lose the balls, keep the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I just always thought you just chopped the whole thing right off there.
No,
you can't just do that.
Eunuchs do that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But I think you have to do that as a baby or something weird happens. You can't just cut off your penis.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, you can do it as you while you grow older. Yeah.
We should look up how people do it now.
We'll look it up for a later episode, and that'll be disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
No, I know quite a bit about the castrati.
Oh, yeah.
They were Catholic people that were... they were castrated at a very young age to give them
keep on
a high singing voice. And there's only one known recording
of
castrati.
What happened to Lance Bass?
Because
really?
They stopped doing it in the 1800s. So
what I love
1800s, that seems like a little recent.
I would say it's very recent.
Slightly too recent for me, to be honest with you.
Religion is so right.
It is.
It's so pretty amazing.
What was the spiritual meaning behind the castration of the men other than their own hatred of their balls?
That's what it is. It's to further you. Every
gay.
Human
They were all gay. Is that the theory?
Well, I don't know if they... All were,
no.
But Marshall was.
They were just weird and couldn't get laid.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you're already joining a cult, then you already have some essential personality flaw. So it's like, you're already in there, you're missing something, and it's like, you obviously probably, I mean, like, you're just not being awesome. You know what I mean? Like, you're obviously not cool.
No.
You're not a DJ in a nightclub in New York City if you're joining a cult like that.
Do we have any breakdown of the average of the occupations of these people?
We have all over the map.
Yeah, we have the average ages, though. Most of them were in their 40s, but the ages ranged from 26 to 72.
And it was really sad. Leading up into
middle
the
middle class people.
That they...
I don't know.
Yeah. It was all over the map.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was like there was that one. There was a black couple that left their kids.
Mm-hmm.
There was this black couple that just like left their kids, and then it was like it was just this couple that were fighting all the time, and then they saw the pamphlet for it, and so they joined up with the cult, and then they're getting into it, and then the husband finally was like, "Hey, this is really fucked up. We're not having sex anymore, and like we're not in a human relationship anymore." And then but his wife was like, "I love it."
Yeah, women would love it. No sex. No sex in the marriage. Women are fine with it.
Not all.
Every woman that I've ever touched has never liked it. What? What? No. Too true. Edit it out. They love me. Gals love me. It's a beautiful rainy Sunday.
And then when towards the end, they finally built it up. So, like, in the weeks leading up into the mass suicide, before it was even decided that they were going to kill themselves, what they started to do was talking about how they wanted to die, and then they started doing these open, like, talks. And what Marshall Applewhite was hoping was going to happen was that while doing these, like, out in the public sort of discourses, someone would show up with a machine gun and shoot them all in the head so that they could all pass on without committing suicide, because he was too afraid. Everyone was, like, really afraid of the idea
makes
of committing
sense,
suicide.
Makes sense, because they know in the bottom of their heart that they're wrong with their ideas of death.
Yeah, because your body fights it at every fucking possible instant. And so, but at that point, again, it's just like, you have a whole group of people who threw away their whole lives. They threw away families. They threw away all human connection. They don't have any money.
It's just like when your father is driving down the wrong road and he just... you're going the wrong way, Dad. And you're like, no, no, I'm not.
Daddy knows best,
going
son.
The wrong way, but
we're going to the baseball game. It's like, it's 5 a.m.
And here's it, yet another layer to this entire thing. How these people made money. They had, they rented out a big mansion in San Diego, $7,000 a month. How they made money, web design.
Yeah, which is really fun.
1996, 1997. Yeah, they're what but the hell?
If they were web designers, why did they steal the Green Bay Packers logo and just paint it black?
Because they were design. They were programmers. Not,
oh, not graphic designers.
Yeah, they were programmers.
They didn't live off Bedford. They live off Montrose.
Yeah. I see. That it does seem to make sense though. With the brain of a programmer, they are sort of alien creatures from hell.
They have problems.
So yeah. I can see how they don't relate to anybody normal because they love numbers and bizarre sequences. Very alien.
But they were... It's just such a mystery to me. So, towards the end, they put together this, goodbye tape.
Okay.
Where it was like, each one of them did this sort of solo interview, which you can watch online, which is them just talking about how, like, so excited to finally be join the away team and do all this
it's
stuff.
Away
and
just team all, like, thing. It's just too lighthearted stuff. For what they're doing.
Except for one girl who's just crying throughout the whole video, because you're right, get out of there! Yeah.
And leave. Then, let the tears,
one guy,
flow. You leave
one
with them.
Really smart guy who, like, in a, who video, was the one where, you remember the video that they use on the SNL tape of, like, the that sketch where it's just, like, Nike.
They want a revolution.
And it's, like, Reebok, and it showed all the Nikes.
Keds.
Oh, yeah, Keds. Yeah. And the guy who did that is a guy named who's, like, Rio. He had this ridiculous fake name that they gave him. It's, like, Rio or Dio or something like that. And what he did, really smart, is that he walked up to Marshall Applewhite during the final days, and he was like, hey... You know,
Rio D'Angelo.
He said, hey, you know what's like, you know what we need, you know, is we need somebody to not kill themselves so they can tell everybody what's going on in here. And he's
genius.
Just like, oh my God, Rio, you're a fucking genius. And he's just like, yeah, right. Yeah. So I'll go and I'm going to do all the interviews. Yeah. And I'm going to take a lot of pictures. Yeah. I'm having a good time. I'm writing a book. Yeah. I don't need to kill myself. I can't kill myself.
He's better than killing himself. He's going to suffer here on Earth. He's really the one killing himself, according to their minds.
Yeah,
so he's a martyr.
Yeah, he's the one that's committing suicide.
And the martyr lives in this story. Interesting.
The whole thing's sad.
Did they have to kill themselves in a specific way? Was there a juice, or did somebody stick up their ass and jump off a refrigerator? Or
no, still the most insane suicide I have ever heard.
It's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. The broomstick is.
But they all
what they did was they did a mixture of phenobarbital. What else was it? God damn it!
So they popped pills and just
they did what Elvis did every day.
It was
and killed them.
It was a mixture. There was phenobarbital mixed with applesauce or pudding, washed down with vodka.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you need the vodka. You know, the vodka is not going
to
kill you.
Vodka helps you go to sleep.
Oh, I see. Yeah, just to relax.
You know, like how we go to sleep
every single night, and then I scream. I wake up at 3 a.m. screaming about something. But that's just me.
Well, it's just, I mean, you're a natural newsman. That's all. Yeah. Your body just wants to be a troubadour from medieval times.
I know it, man.
You know,
I know all about it.
You just can't do that anymore.
I had a dream last night where a cop gave me a gun and asked me to be his partner.
Cool.
It was great. We were walking around the streets and he's like, you know how to use a .40 caliber? I'm like, of course I know how to use a .40 caliber.
Of course, sure thing, mister.
Yeah, of course, man. Come on, mister. And we went and caught some criminals and I shot at people. It was so much fun. It's the most fun I've had in a dream in a long time.
That's great. I had good dreams all weekend too. I just don't remember any of them.
So should we should we watch the tape or?
Yeah, let's listen to the tape.
So we're going to listen. This is his final speech that he gave.
This is the exact opposite. Video. Yeah.
Oh, this is immediately
prep
after.
Video. Yeah. No, this is before. This is at the very beginning when Heaven's Gate really shifted into being Heaven's Gate as we know it. This was his initiation video that he threw out there, and I think it would just be fun to like. It's all we're sitting in a living room together watching this for the first time, and see if it gets you or not.
I'm excited. I want to hear it. I want to see if I'm convinced.
Oh, I mean. I was watching it for an hour and a half, and then by the end, I'm just like, this guy's got some fun things to say.
He does. And one more thing, though, about the Nike shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they decide on the Nike shoes?
Because they got them on sale.
That was literally it?
Yeah, they were brand new. Yeah. Yeah.
A sale? They got them on sale? That's why they chose those shoes?
And also, I was reading about it too. Their last meals, they went to a diner in town and they ordered it ahead of time and he said that they showed up and that they all came in, they're all dressed exactly alike and they They had a table set because they used to come in like once a month for this sort of like weird celebration. They all had a chicken pot pie and chocolate cake, and they all just sat and laughed and talked and sing songs and this thing, and then they all went and killed themselves.
God, they must have looked like fucking lunatics.
Yeah.
I mean, they are lunatics.
They were all dressed in black sweatpants and black t-shirts.
But that's how I felt. I used to work in Clearwater, Florida, which is the Scientology capital of the world. I used to work at the Borders there, and I swear to fucking God, it looks like Star Trek because it's this big silver building and like everyone walks around downtown Clearwater in these silver jumpsuits with these clipboards and they're all walking around just like, good day, citizen. And I'm just like, you're fucking crazy. Get out of this store. Every time I saw him, I was like, you're crazy.
You just want to put on the They Live glasses as soon as you fucking see them.
Ugh, everyone's crazy.
All right. It's too bad Puma wasn't running a sale. I mean, really, it could have helped a lot of poor shoe companies.
I need arch support. I can't just get cheap shoes.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to what this psycho has to say.
All right. One.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you good?
Wait, are you on zero?
I'm on zero.
One, two, three.
Classroom.
Hey there, Marshall.
Are, in old language, a couple thousand years ago, disciples. Those who are trying to prepare themselves for entry into the evolutionary level,
cool,
above human, synonymous with the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
I'm going to drink
the
every time he blinks.
The We're kingdom of heaven is within.
Oh, we got to blink.
The most urgent thing that is on our mind.
Tostitos Doritos.
What we suspect is the most urgent thing on the minds of those who will connect with us.
Smoking weed, we'll fucking watching horror
tape.
Movies.
This isn't for
us.
This cult isn't for us.
Planet Earth about to be recycled.
You're losing me.
Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us.
Cool. So are we taking a car?
Planet Earth about to be recycled.
So we're taking a boat.
Your only chance to survive or evacuate is to leave with us.
Hey, Marshall, this is getting kind of heavy.
Now, that's a pretty major statement.
It is.
Pretty bold. In terms of religion,
he's self-aware.
In terms of anybody's intelligent thinking.
Hey, Marshall, maybe you should blink once. And I could maybe listen to you some more.
That's absurd.
Drink.
What's all this prophetic stuff? You know, intelligent human beings
should realize
that everything has their cycle.
That's true.
They have their season.
Like that
song. They have their beginning. They have their end.
They have
cycles.
Yeah.
We're not saying that planet Earth is coming to an end.
No.
We're saying that planet Earth is about to be refurbished, spaded under.
It's coming to an end.
And have another chance
spaded
to
under.
Serve as a garden
he's, like, reticulating
for another
splines.
Human civilization. Now, the reason this
he's
is such
so
an
tired.
Interesting time is not only because we're on the threshold of the end of this civilization,
like I'm in a bar
because it's
trying
about to be recycled.
I just want to see the cue card
but
boys
because
sweating
of
when you can't get
where
the
that
out
finds
fast enough.
Us, where that finds you, where that finds those who would judge us.
Mm. Everyone will judge you.
How we would speak of them and how they would speak of us.
Crazy town!
Now you say, you keep saying
you know,
us.
Henry, I can see how
you
watch this for
think
an hour
you
and a
are.
Half.
It's pretty soothing.
Well, yeah. I
toss some sort of like slow
honesty,
jam jazz behind it and smoke a bowl.
Acknowledge my
I know what I'm
father.
Doing with my day off.
My father is not a human father. My father is a member of the evolutionary level above human, the kingdom of God.
He is so proud of his
Marshall,
son.
The kingdom
just come
of
with
heaven.
Me. The doctor just wants to say hello.
My
just
father
come, just
gave
come,
me
just let him
long
say hello.
Before
he
this civilization gave me birth into that kingdom level above human, that kingdom of heaven, that kingdom of God. Now you can say, well, I can't believe that. Well, it's up to you whether you believe that or not.
He really does.
That's
he does leave a back
not
door.
Not important to me, even though I wish that you could believe it for your sake.
He really is sort
for
of
for those who do believe it.
No, he was in a bunch of musicals.
A possibility
as I was
of
saying,
a future
like he was in Music Man and all that stuff. He was a really good
time.
Actor for a while.
Now you say, well, according to religious literature, I thought there was someone else that was going to come and be our savior here at these end days. That was going to be Christ's return.
That's also insane.
Well, the name Christ might be a little confusing, or the name Jesus, because the name Jesus, of course, was the name given to the body that mind that was indeed from the kingdom of heaven came.
I just feel like it's 4 in the morning at a party.
And that mind was here 2,000 years ago, and that mind came for the express purpose of teaching humans how they could be saved, how they would not be plowed under at the end of the age.
Well, we're at the end of the age. Smoke some weed at the end of the night.
So the one or the mind that was in Jesus, what?
What?
That mind is in me. You'll have to decide that for yourself.
Crazy town!
I must admit that I am here again. That I'm here saying exactly the same thing
welcome
that
back.
I said then, trying to say it in today's language, trying to hope that for your sake you can see what we have to offer you. For our Father offers you life.
Oh, wow.
Not talking about human life.
I'm not going
to
be here for
if
the next
time. I'm
talking about cat life.
And we see the planet as a stepping stone. Planet Earth, a
big,
stepping stone.
Fabulous, wonderful
just
swans.
Is
what will
within
be.
A civilization, a civilization evolves upward.
Green swan.
That each segment of civilization becomes more
swan.
Civilized,
yeah,
less
be.
Barbaric in some ways. It's supposed to, not that it necessarily does. Sometimes it seems to appear to be more civilized when, in fact, it becomes more barbaric.
That's kind of interesting.
More quick to condemn the rest of the world. More quick to be quick to kill the rest
like
of the world that does not think
on.
As it thinks.
What kind of wig?
Well, I know what I just said.
Definitely he's a blonde.
I imagined a Cher wig.
I am the return of the son of my father. I'll tell you something that's even more remarkable.
I say this in the mirror every day, but that just gets
my
me
my father came with me. This time came in the early 70s,
water, you know.
Took on a human form, an adult human form, helped me get in an adult human form in the early 70s, and we together helped those who came with us that were also here 2,000 years ago get in the bodies that they were wearing so that they could rid themselves of human behavior.
You know,
human activity, human thinking,
all those facets.
So that they could be ready to move into the kingdom of heaven or the evolutionary level.
It's when they're like, no collar shirt?
Yeah,
these that are sitting before me have been students of
Tien
Do.
People get naturally sort of skittish around people dressed like that.
Have been students of Tien Do, are still students of Tien Do, even though Ti returned to the heavens
she
in
was
1985.
Yeah, she died. For real.
And T is my heavenly father. Gave me birth into that kingdom before this civilization began.
Possible.
Now, I'm not here to sell you on that. Or who I
you're
am.
You're crazy!
Or who these are. I'm here to offer
like
you
me
as
every
these
once in a
are
while just doing
an
that,
opportunity
they
to know
so.
The truth so that if you can connect with it at any level, then you might survive the respading or the recycling
like it makes you feel special.
That is about
feel like
to
you're
occur.
Something. It's yeah. like right. being in the Latin Kings.
We made a tape just shortly ago. And in that tape, we said that there are three types of individuals that will survive.
Short,
the
fat, and fun.
I like
and
all
that's
three
the end
of those.
That's the end of part one. You so, get, of course, all the rest of it's
yeah.
on YouTube.
Wow, man.
We need to totally
yeah.
put up, if we put up the link in the description of the first video, just yeah. so people can watch it while we do it, or whatever. And then the other thing is, yeah, watch all of it. Get
yeah.
into it.
Yeah, just
love it. Put on, fucking Kind of Blue and just have a good
he
night.
He definitely down kinda, to it. He lulls you kind of into believing.
He's got
a
really
in
nice
a
voice.
Way. He does have a mm-hmm. nice voice, a good performance. I think it was probably a peaceful suicide anyway, if he was just talking over the intercom system the entire time.
Well, it happened over a course of 3 days.
Now, why did it happen over
so
3 days?
So people could administer it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then,
people helped, like, one wave, like, so it's like one people helped those people along, because they all were
so,
put in, like, they had black sheets put over their heads.
Mm-hmm. And they
Guantanamo
did not,
style.
And they didn't move the bodies at all after they died. So by the time they were found, I think it was like 6 days after the first suicide. So they all of the bodies were in like an intense like
decomposition.
Because it was also a very warm summer or a very warm spring in San Diego.
Do you smell bodies? Yeah. Do you smell bodies out here?
Hey, does anyone smell bodies? I don't know. Let's go surfing.
All right.
I mean, really? I think I smell somewhere... somewhere between 39 and 41. 39 bodies.
Let's go, Cody. Let's go surfing.
Those people that killed themselves on the third day, I actually have a lot of respect for them. They see the death all around. They must at that point be questioning the faith. I mean, that's a tough thing to do. I would definitely go on the day one. Die on day one.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be easy.
That's why I like going to the first day of movies, because I don't want anybody to spoil for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Right? Does that make sense?
So. Yeah.
Is that a similar kind of... kind of.
All right. Well, I feel like we all got really sleepy from that.
Yeah. I'm yawning.
You're tearing up and crying and yawning.
It's just beating us.
I'm gonna go.
He's winning on it. Like,
he is.
I just
winning.
Could never be in a cult. I just won't be in one.
Well, they don't want you. They don't want you in
they
one.
They do. If they only knew how good I'd be for them. I go
be the
in.
Best.
I would be a good. I'd
you would
be
an
that.
Amazing addition to any cult. That's what everybody's always said about Henry. And the day that you die, that's what I'll say.
Yeah.
As well.
What a
that's
great cog in the machine.
He would have been wonderful.
I love him. Yeah, he's just making units to be shifted. I love him.
Any other information you want to share with the audience about? I feel like we really have.
I think we really wrapped that up. That was quite nice.
I love this. Cool. I just find it so interesting. And like because. Every once in a while, we should just do an episode always totally based on an entire different cult.
Yeah, and if you have a favorite cult or you know anything that you want to share with us, let us know. And
or if you're in a cult and you want to talk about it, that'd be really awesome.
That would be fantastic. Yeah,
or if there's anyone ex-member of a cult.
Oh, yeah. CaveComedyRadio@gmail.com.
That would be amazing.
All right, guys. That's been The Last Podcast on the Left with Marcus Parks, Ben Kissel. Thank you, Henry.
I'm a squid. I'm a squid.
You're a squid. Boston. Boston.
You're 0 was
for
a mistake.
2. Your intro and outro, 0 for 2.
Hong Kong!
when it rain in China? Oh, it's Swiss time.
May Goostalation!
Hail me!